It is 8:15. Got a cold front coming through on Wednesday. Mark Rose all excited about it, and rightfully so. So highs today of 89, 86 tomorrow. Then tomorrow night, Wednesday morning, lows of 52 North Shore, 58 South Shore. Highs Wednesday only of 70 degrees, sunny and breezy. That's the high temperature in the afternoon. Then a chilly start on Thursday, lows of 44 North Shore, 56 South. And that's going to continue into Friday, and then it warms up Saturday and Sunday. But even by Sunday, highs are only near 80. So finally, thankfully, mercifully, it turns fall. That also means election time, and we're going to spend an hour talking about a proposal that was on it is on the ballot that would direct 2% of the city's general fund budget to affordable housing and homeowner programs. So first up is BGR, and then we'll talk to Leslie Harris, who authored the legislation. So with that, we welcome in Rebecca Mowbray, President and CEO of BGR. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Tommy. Thanks for having us on this morning.
Thank you. And Nate Pabon Trinidad, I say that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Hi, Tommy. How are you?
Hey, Nate, good. Trinidad, BGR research analyst. Thanks for taking the time. You guys divide this up however you want because I can't see you, but so I don't know who's going to talk when, but tell me initially, I guess, what this legislation is all about, then we'll see what BGR thinks about it.
Sure, Tommy, I'll take that one.
Okay.
So on November 5th, voters in Orleans Parish will have a question on the ballot about asking them whether they would like to change the city charter in New Orleans to dedicate the equivalent of 2% of the city budget each year to housing initiatives for low and moderate income New Orleans residents. And if approved, this would take effect in January of next year. And starting with the 2026 budget, it would create new appropriation for housing estimated at about $17 million. And right now, the city doesn't, it contributes one-time money and also some federal money to housing programs, but there's very little recurring local revenue that goes into housing.
So this would
greatly increase that amount.
I'm sorry. So this would be akin to when we talk about the legislature and things they can cut and things they can't cut. If this is approved by voters, this would mean that the city, when they during the budgeting process, couldn't cut this. They would have to dedicate 2% toward that. Accurate?
Yes. You could kind of think of it like, you know, a city charter is kind of like a constitution for a city. So just like at the state level, there are a number of things in the state constitution that require funding. This would sort of do the same thing at the local level.
Gotcha. So, Nate, what did BGR find again about this, and what do you think would be the best policy, or what does BGR think?
So BGR found that overall housing investment is needed in the city. You know, the city faces a very acute housing problem, but the charter amendment is not the correct way to do it. As Becky mentioned, since the city charter works as a constitution, it would be hard to remove without another vote. And instead, BGR suggests strengthening a backup fund, which the council has put in place as a placeholder. If voters reject the proposition, this would come into effect next year as well. It would dedicate $20 million adjusted for inflation and can't decrease. And this money, the downside to this money is that it could be changed or eliminated because it's passed through ordinance and not charter. But however, even though this would mean less new local money into housing, it would also mean greater budget flexibility for the city. And BGR believes that a city that has an adaptable budget can, you know, prioritize different needs, including housing, in light of other budget challenges.
So to say it another way, it wouldn't be flexible enough where the city council wouldn't have a choice, and there could be something that happens for whatever reason that would be a more pressing need that they wouldn't be able to attend to?
Yes. Overall, we find that, you know, the only way you would change the charter amendments 2% dedication would be through a unanimous vote of the council during a declared state of emergency. And, you know, while this current council has been very, very friendly and they voted unanimously on a lot of things, that's still a very high bar in terms of, you know, getting everyone in a council meeting to vote to overturn this dedication, as opposed to the more flexible backup fund, which the city could allocate new local money as revenues allow and as the budget situation allows. It's just about allowing the city to tackle different needs as, you know, future challenges evolve and change.
All right, let me take a break. Rebecca, hold that thought, please, because I had a break for traffic. You can pick it up right there when we come back, all right?
Thanks.
Okay, Rebecca Mowbray, sorry about that, president and CEO of BGR, and Nate Pabon Trinidad, BGR Research Analyst, Bureau of Governmental Research, talking about the proposed charter amendment to the city charter that would dedicate 2% of the budget toward housing needs in the city for low to moderate income residents, but they're saying that the BGR says that maybe this is not the best way to go about it. Leslie Harris, who authored the legislation, obviously feels differently. We'll talk to her in the second half of the hour. More with BGR when we come back. 821 Traffic Now, WWL. All right, 826, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about a proposed change of the city charter. The election is November 5th. We're going to talk about early voting with the Secretary of State, Nancy Landry, in the 9 o'clock hour, but first, it's back to Rebecca Mowbray and Nate Pabon Trinidad, both at the Bureau of Governmental Research. Rebecca is the president and CEO. Nate is a BGR research analyst. Rebecca, you wanted to make a point about this before we went to break.
Yes, thanks, Tommy. So what I wanted to say is that BGR certainly found the need for additional investment in housing. It's gotten a lot more expensive for people to put a roof over their heads. However, what we did find is that you don't need to go to the extent of what is being proposed with changing the city charter in order to accomplish that. We found 29 other cities that have, dedicated like housing trust funds sort of things. And the vast, vast majority of them fund it through either ordinance or annual appropriation. And fortunately, in this case, the city of New Orleans had the foresight, in case the charter amendment failed, to also create something that's known as the backup ordinance. And we at BGR actually believe that that is actually the superior vehicle to handle housing investment in our city. And that's because it's more adaptable. Once you put something in the city charter, it's basically there permanently. It's very, very hard to take it out. And no one knows what the future holds and what challenges our city may face. And it's really important for city council members and future administrations to have the ability to confront, to meet funding needs as they can. And with the backup fund, basically, we disagree with the idea of changing the charter, and we believe that the city's housing goals can be accomplished through ordinance. And the reason why that is significant is because it would allow the city some flexibility that if there were other things that came along in an emergency or some new situation that we can't even anticipate, 10, 20 years down the road, that they would have the flexibility to do that. And we already know that revenues for the city are flat, and there are funding needs on the horizon, such as money for the New Orleans jail, money for the firefighters' pension, paying on an ongoing basis for raises for city workers, and also making sure that the city is paying appropriately for drainage. And we just think that it's better if the city approached this through ordinance, because it gives them the flexibility to adjust if they need it. And even if with doing it in ordinance, the city could dedicate much more new money than it has in the past to address housing issues, but it would be a more flexible, adaptable approach.
What would you say to the people that say, well, this makes it politics proof, where this makes sure that the people that are low income or that need affordable housing are going to get the appropriate help that they need?
What I would say to that is just simply the fact of the council putting a backup fund in ordinance is a creating an ordinance is a public commitment to fund housing affordability in New Orleans. And that is way more than what we've done in the past. And the experience of other cities suggests that that is sufficient, that you don't need to go to the extreme of putting something in the city charter. And think about this, Tommy. If the council has passed an ordinance to dedicate new money to housing through ordinance, if the city council were to back off from that, voters and citizens would expect an answer on that, that there would be a political price to pay if they backed off on it, or at least to explain what it was, and there would be pressure for them to come back next year and, you know, renew any like money and, you know, pick up again with putting more money into housing. So we think there's still a political commitment there through ordinance that would be significant.
Thank you so much for your time, Rebecca Mowbray, President and CEO of BGR, Nate Pabon Trinidad, BGR Research Analyst. We'll take a break. We come back. We'll see what Leslie Harris has to say about her proposed charter amendment when she joins us. 8:31, minute late. Time for WWL First News. 8:45, quarter till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Monday morning, October 14th. We've already heard from the Bureau of Governmental Research about the proposed change of the city's charter to provide a direct 2% of the city's general fund, affordable housing and homeowner programs. We heard what they think about it. Now let's see what the author of the charter change has to say. And that's Leslie Harris, New Orleans City Council member. How you doing, Leslie?
I'm great, Tommy. How are you?
I'm good. I got to check on the puppies as always. Are they behaving?
They are behaving and they are just wild right now. So they're ready to get out and start walking again.
Okay. I don't know how they can be behaving and wild both at the same time.
You could have two things at once.
Sounds like you might be fudging for them a little bit, Mom, but maybe I'm wrong. Hey, let's talk about this charter change. Why is it so important that it be a charter change and not just an ordinance thing or a backup ordinance, as BGR said?
Sure. So let me back up for a second.
Sure.
I think BGR and the entire council, and let me be clear that the entire council is backing this charter amendment. BGR and the council, and I think everybody in New Orleans understands that we're in a housing crisis, including an insurance crisis.
Let me back you up a little bit more. And while we're talking that, explain that for people that don't understand what the crisis is and what it looks like actually.
Sure. So the city just did a study on the housing ecosystem within the city of New Orleans. We know that people pay an exorbitant amount percentage-wise of their income for rent. So many of our citizens are rent burdened, meaning they pay over 30% in rental prices of their income. Housing, same thing. I mean, you and I both know, living in New Orleans, that insurance prices have gone up. My personal insurance went up exorbitantly, and we had to shop that around. And all of that is because we have a declining amount of housing stock. Our insurance prices are going up. We can go around the corner and see blighted houses. And this charter amendment, this dedication of funds that we already pay in taxes to housing, can help alleviate that crisis by investing in things like fortified roofs, by increasing the amount of housing that is safe and sturdy. And all of this can be funded by the city. We've never funded it before as a city, but for this current council. And I did listen to BGR, and one thing that we disagree about is that this should be a political issue, and it's not a political issue. This really is something that impacts every citizen of the city of New Orleans. A charter amendment means that it is not subject to the whims of political fiat. And let's be clear, this entire city council is up for reelection in about a year and a half. So we could get a new city council that says, guess what, we do not want to abide or invest in housing. And they can easily overturn the ordinance that is the backup. By charter amendment, we're enshrining this into our city charter, and it is not subject to the political whims of the next group of council people or the next leadership that comes into office.
What about the flexibility issue that they brought up?
Sure. So we have built into the ordinance that will effectuate the charter amendment once it passes a emergency provision, so that if there's a declared emergency, which can be a financial emergency, a weather emergency, that we can suspend the dedication of resources by the 2%. And so there is an out if there's a declared emergency. But what I want people to understand, and I think what this council has acknowledged, is that this housing crisis is an emergency, which is why we are looking to dedicate 2% of the city's budget to housing and insurance issues in our city. And again, this is the first time in the first council that's ever dedicated city money to these issues. And I think that it's so important, and this council thinks that it's so important, that we are asking the voters to enshrine this into our city charter.
All right, early voting starts on October 18th. In the next hour, we're going to talk to the Secretary of State, Nancy Landry, about all of that. But that's why we wanted to have you on this week, to talk about it before the early voting began. We're going to take a break. We come back. I want to ask you, Leslie, what it's going to look like when this 2% of what this money is going to actually go toward and who's going to benefit from it. Leslie Harris, our guest, New Orleans City Council member, spending the hour talking about this 2% charter change that's proposed that would enshrine, if you will, guarantee 2% of the city's general budget to affordable housing and homeowner programs. We'll define affordable housing and homeowner programs when we come back. 850, 10 till 9, it's time for traffic now on WWL. At 8:55, quickly back, Tommy Tucker, WWO, quickly back to Councilmember Leslie Harris about this charter amendment. You'll be able to start voting on October the 18th, early voting to guarantee 2% of the city's general budget every year goes to affordable housing and homeowner programs. Let me get to this text if I can, Leslie. It says, we have an agency in the city that holds millions of dollars for housing, and it's a bureaucratic nightmare. We don't trust the city to do the right thing with the money. What would you say to that person? And I don't know what they're talking about.
Sure. So they're probably talking about the Office of Community Development. That agency within the city administers federal funding. What we're talking about is city funding. And the way that we've written the effectuating ordinances is that the New Orleans Redevelopment Authority and Finance New Orleans, both of which are 30 and 40-year-old agencies, will administer the funding for the Housing Trust Fund. These are agencies with proven track records of providing things like soft seconds to workforce, people needing workforce housing, supplying money for fortified roofs, redeveloping projects like the Louisiana Firehouse that I was excited to do the ribbon cutting for, on Friday. So these two agencies will be the people who administer the Housing Trust Fund outside of the Office of Community Development.
And some other things, I guess, that this 2% is going to go to in terms of affording affordable housing and homeowner programs, like how big is the need now and where? How do you determine priorities with what gets funded first with the 2%?
Sure, that's a great question. So we have noted three areas of need, the creation of affordable rental housing, the maintenance of affordable rental housing, and that includes workforce housing. So when we say affordable, we also mean workforce. And then finally, the creation of homeownership opportunities. Each of those three areas will automatically get 15% of the 2%, around $2.1 million per year, invested in those three priority areas. The other 85% will be administered by NORA and Finance New Orleans, depending on the economic need of the day. So, for example, we know we're in an insurance crisis. Those two agencies, guided by an advisory committee, can determine that, hey, we need to invest the majority of this money back into fortified roof programs or programs to allow homeowners to shore up their property so that they can get the proper insurance, which, again, benefits every single New Orleanian, because if we know that homes are fortified, if we know that they are safe structurally, then all of our insurance prices should drop.
And when you say workforce housing, you're talking about?
first responders, teachers, folks who are in the service industry, people who, as we've talked about before, Tommy, who live right now in areas like Kenner and Oswego and Gretna, because they can't afford to live in city center. And so what we're doing with this housing trust fund is ensuring that our first responders, our teachers, our workforce can live within the city of New Orleans, can get back and forth to their jobs easily because we know that public transportation is unreliable, can get back to their children and help them with homework or getting them to school programs. This is a reinvestment in our citizens. And so when BGR talks about, you know, the political fiat and that there is a political mandate that will go forward, I just disagree with that, especially since BGR backed things like dedication of funding for the Office of Inspector General and the Independent Police Monitor, and said nothing about a dedication of tax funding for that being somehow hand-strapping the city council. So again, I think this is a reinvestment into our people, our community, and I really hope that people vote for it. We have 21 days until the election, and please just make sure to register to vote.
20 seconds left. What happens if it doesn't pass?
If it doesn't pass, we do have a backup ordinance that would dedicate about $5 million of new money, but would also look to the money that we already get. So by passing the charter amendment, we are ensuring that there is a steady stream of city dedicated money that goes to affordable housing, not federal funds that can dwindle, but city money.
Thank you, Councilmember Harris. Leslie Harris, New Orleans City Council member. Is there a website people can go to find out more about this?
Yeah, they can go to yestonolahousing.com, yestonolahousing.com. It has FAQs, it has information about how this will be administered, and you can find all about it. You can also email me directly, and I'm happy to sit and porch talk with anybody who wants to talk about this.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time. Nancy Landry will join us when we come back. Secretary of State, talk about early voting.